Now, this brings us to the end of the 15th episode of Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I hope you now have a better understanding of the impact of Citizens United and how the precedent has affected politics and elections today. Stay tuned for the next and final case for the AP Government course on the Second Amendment's application to the states, McDonald versus Chicago. Created by the Federal Election Commission, the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act, or BCRA, placed regulations on big money by preventing corporations, nonprofits, and labor unions from funding electioneering communications. Section 203 of BCRA prevented such communications 60 days before an election and 30 days before a primary. While BCRA contains many other provisions, with respect solely to this case, this, Section 203, is the only one you will need to know for the AP exam. Citizens United, a conservative group, challenged BCRA's application to its movie, Hillary, the Movie, which was laden with political rhetoric attacking Clinton, the Democratic presidential candidate, and released within the banned 60-day period before elections. The corporation argued that Section 203 of BCRA violated the First Amendment, as it prohibited corporations' election communications. So, that was the main constitutional question of this case. Did BCRA violate a corporation's First Amendment right to free speech? Already, the court had maintained the notion since the 1800s that corporations were simply congregations of people, so the civil liberties protected by the Bill of Rights did extend to them. In a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court held that restrictions of political communications onto corporations, nonprofits, and labor unions by BCRA were not, in fact, much different than government censorship of speech, and therefore proved a violation of the First Amendment. In his majority opinion, Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote that, quote, "If the First Amendment has any force, it prohibits Congress from fining or jailing citizens or associations of citizens for simply engaging in political speech," end quote. In his dissenting opinion, though, Justice John Paul Stevens argued that corporations are not members of society, and that there are compelling governmental interests to curb corporations' abilities to spend money during local and national elections, such as preserving, quote, self-government, end quote, and popular sovereignty. By striking down Section 203 of BCRA, the Supreme Court, in effect, allowed corporations to spend unlimited amounts of money on elections, not directly with candidates, though, right up to Election Day. Since the Citizens' decision, the country has seen a massive increase in political spending by such corporations, and the American people have noticed this. In a 2019 poll by the Brennan Center for Justice, it was found that 94% of Americans blamed wealthy political donors for dysfunction in the American political scheme, and 77% of registered voters said that, quote, "reducing the influence of special interests and corruption in Washington was either the single most or a very important factor in deciding their vote for Congress." Now, this brings us to the end of the 15th episode of Case Dismissed, a teenager's guide to the Supreme Court. I hope you now have a better understanding of the impact of Citizens United and how the precedent has affected politics and elections today. Stay tuned for the next and final case for the AP Government course on the Second Amendment's application to the states, McDonald versus Chicago.